WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Poultry workers in Rockingham rally for the right to organize. ESPN's Game Day has left town, but JMU is once again basking in the afterglow of national exposure. And current and former vice presidents visit Virginia to campaign for their party's respective candidates for governor. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, October 16th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College. When you earn a two-year associate degree, transferring to a four-year college is possible through their guaranteed transfer agreement programs. More information at brcc.edu.
In their ongoing effort to unionize, aggrieved poultry workers in Rockingham County rallied again this month, this time outside the Cargill plant in Dayton. They claim the company willfully violates its own code of conduct, as WMRA's Jesse Nadler reports.
The aim of the protest was to deliver a letter to Cargill management. In it, they asked why the company has contracted with Peter List of Culture Consulting, which has a long history of breaking up unions. Union activists say that is a direct contradiction of Cargill's own code of conduct that states the company is committed to, quote, maintaining our employees' rights to freedom of association and collective bargaining.
Our interest here is that we want Cargill, we want them to live up to what they say they believe in.
Michael Snell Fikema is a local activist who helped draft the letter on behalf of the workers, the vast majority of whom hail from Central America or are refugees. Poultry work is notoriously dangerous, with high rates of injury and amputation. One union activist who was terminated last year for harassing employees says it was actually because of his union efforts, according to reporting in the Daily News Record. Another employee talked about being pressured to sign papers the company could later use against her.
They follow them around everywhere to see if they can find something that they're doing that they can use against them. It's sending the message, we're trying to fire you. We're going to fire you when we get a chance.
Cargill emailed a statement saying that it, quote, respects freedom of association and the right to collectively bargain, but also that Cargill has a right to, quote, provide facts to our employees about how unions work and what is at stake in a union election. The company also pointed out that under the law, workers have a right not to join a union. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.
Over the weekend, James Madison University hosted ESPN's College Game Day before their home football game against Villanova. WMRA's Dylan Broadwell was there for all the fun.
As the ESPN bus pulled onto the quad Thursday afternoon, JMU students made sure the College Game Day crew knew they had made the right choice to host their Saturday morning broadcast at the Football Championship Subdivision School. This reception kicked off the pregame festivities for the game against Villanova. It was the second visit to JMU by College Game Day, but this time is a bit different for the number one ranked FCS school.
2 years ago, we had to do a little bit more selling of this is what JMU's all about, this is what we can deliver, this is our spirit, and this is the story of our team, why we're relevant.
Kevin Warner is JMU's Assistant Athletic Director for Communications. He says the game day attention doesn't just reflect the success of the football program, but also creates some healthy competition between the school's athletic teams.
And what you see happening is you get a College Game Day in 2015, and at the same time you see softball competing in the national level, you see women's basketball winning championships, and everyone's kind of like, well, this team is winning, I want to win. Like, athletes are competitive, and that's on the playing field against their opponent, but it's also with each other in the department.
According to Harrisonburg's Mayor Dina Reed, this wasn't just a JMU event, but an event for the whole community.
We're all involved. It's just not a JMU event. It's definitely city, community, and students. So I'm excited.
And ESPN staff made it clear the community support is one of the reasons why the nationwide broadcast returned to Rocktown. Lee Fitting, vice president of college sports at ESPN and a JMU alum, said the return visit is a testament to the growth of both the school and the city.
It's awesome. Like, the town has really exploded and taken off, and it's different from when I was here. I mean, there were very few, and I don't mean this as a knock, but there were very few reasons to leave campus when I was here. And now you get the combination of an unbelievable, vibrant, awesome campus with sort of a happening downtown and community. And that's awesome when you can say that about a school, right?
Like, ESPN analyst David Pollack said the response for the second visit is a real indicator of the community support. especially compared to the only other FCS school that has received two visits by the game day crew.
So I'm going to have to judge it after this time, because the first time I think everybody wants to show up because you think it will never happen again. So JMU has to represent this time, and we'll have to see how good they are the second time around, because Fargo brought it twice. And we'll see what you got, JMU.
And Harrisonburg showed up. Not only the fans, but the team did as well, as the Dukes beat Villanova 30-8. For WMRA News, I'm Dylan Broadwell.
Charlottesville police have arrested a man they say was wanted on charges stemming from the August 12th white supremacist rally. WSET-TV reports that police on Friday arrested 23-year-old counter-protester Corey Alexander Long, who was photographed holding a makeshift flamethrower at the rally, and charged him with assault, battery, and disorderly conduct. Police say Long turned himself in to investigators and was released on bond. Also, Vice President Mike Pence flew into Virginia over the weekend to throw his weight behind Republican gubernatorial candidate Ed Gillespie. The Washington Post reports that Pence stumped at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Southwest Virginia on Saturday, addressing a half-filled exhibition hall of a few hundred people. The Cole County constituents came out in droves for Trump during the election last year, giving him 75% of the vote in Washington County. Also, former Vice President Joe Biden campaigned in Virginia for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Ralph Northam, attending a roundtable discussion on workforce development in Reston. Public polls show that Northam is either tied with Gillespie or slightly ahead. And a reminder, today is the deadline to register to vote if you are not already registered in November's elections. Mailed applications must be postmarked by today. In-person applications must be submitted by 5 p.m. and online applications must be in before midnight. You may check or update your registration information or register for the first time online. Registered voters can also preview local ballots or request an absentee ballot through the state voter website, elections.virginia.gov. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me, and enjoy your Monday.